Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Book Buzz, the show all about books with your host, me, Susanna Greenberg. And today we have our guest author, Andrea Kane, author of the thriller novel, The Murder That Never Was. Andrea is a New York Times and USA Today best-selling author, and her book, The Murder That Never Was, is coming out in May 2016 and is already available for pre-order on Amazon and will be available with all major booksellers and nationwide and bookstores nationwide as well in May 2016. Good morning, Andrea. How are you today?
Good morning. Fine. How are you?
I'm terrific. I'm so glad you're here. Really excited about your book. Andrea is the author of over 25 novels. She's the New York Times and USA Today bestselling author, of 27 novels, including 13 psychological thrillers, 14 historical romantic suspense titles. And her reviews and blurbs from other authors are outstanding. Jane Ann Krentz has said, Andrea Kane delivers the kind of tension that will rev up your pulse. Heather Graham has said, called her work edgy suspense, action, and deep psychological tension. The characters come to life, and you keep reading because you just can't stop. So we're really looking forward to your next book, The Murder That Never Was, a forensic instincts novel coming out in May. So, Andrea, let's give us a little information about the book. Tell us what the book is about, please.
First of all, I'm so excited about it. It's the fifth book in the Forensic Instinct series, so for me that's exciting, and I can't wait to share it. Effectively, it's about two women from different sides of the tracks who have a chance meeting. One of them is a job seeker who grew up in foster care and has a questionable background. And the other is a personal trainer for an Olympic hopeful. And the result of that serendipitous meeting is a murder, an identity switch, and one terrified woman who's running for her life. She's burying herself in lies while she's doing so, and she's being pursued by a cold-blooded killer who's hunting her down. So eventually, fortunately, she finds herself in the hands of forensic instincts because she's obviously desperate for their protection and for resolution. And as always, they rise to the occasion. But this time, they've come up against the Russian mob, illegally distributed PEDs, and a case that's bigger than they've ever taken on. So that's the gist of it.
Ooh, that sounds juicy and suspenseful. Tell us, the book is dedicated to foster children. How does that factor into the novel?
Well, Lisa Barnes, who's a surviving woman of the two, she grew up in foster care. So obviously it was a huge element in the book. It said, being a research freak, I did an extensive amount of research into the system and into the difficulties of the children and the parents involved. And not just those that are currently dealing or living in the system, but those who already have permanent placements. Because I know several people who are grappling with this. One of them is a close friend. And I really have to say that, honestly, our country is not necessarily doing such a great job because there are the wrong families out there, such as the ones that you'll see in The Murder That Never Was, Lisa's previous homes. But then there are the right families that are struggling against ridiculous obstacles as they try to take in a foster child and or eventually adopt them. And then there are those in social services who are trying desperately to help, but they're giving up because of red tape and overwhelming obstacles. So as I read more, I realized what an important and emotionally heart-wrenching issue it was, and I really felt compelled to shed some light on it because there are some amazing people out there who are fighting for our country's less fortunate kids, and I wish they were getting more help in doing so.
Well, that is an important issue, and I'm glad that your book will undoubtedly raise awareness of that issue of foster children. Tell us about the characters of the book. Why is the creating of characters so important to you? And why did you create an ensemble in the forensic instincts team?
Well, I think that I have to say, and I guess all of my bios say this too, that my characters are the building blocks of my novels because, honestly, without compelling, fleshed-out characters, at least in my opinion, the plot falls flat no matter how good it is because I care what happens to these characters. Why should my readers? It's as simple as that. So I spend a lot of time intricately thinking out my plots, but my characters I spend most time painstakingly evolving because they mean the world to me, and that's why I hate letting them go at the end of a book. And it's also why I'm thrilled when I'm writing a series and when my readers ask for a series, because I get to keep them coming back. And that brings me, of course, to the Forensic Instincts team, because that's the longest series that I've written and I'm still writing. The team was born basically one member at a time, and the initial three were Casey Woods, who's the president and CEO. And it was interesting because while I was crafting the team, I guess great minds think alike, because I was in the middle of it and the show called Leverage came on the air, and they have a team that is basically completely different. They're more or less from the wrong side of the tracks, but they played off of each other and capitalized on each other's strengths and allowances for weaknesses just so well that I was really jazzed by it. Except in the meantime, my mind was going in an entirely different direction. I was busy plotting, because that's just me, an elite investigative team that was made up with FBI and military pros and technology and behavioral analysis experts. But then I thought, what if this team was entirely irreverent, and because they weren't bound by red tape and boundaries of law enforcement, they more or less went the route they chose to do just to get where they needed to go. And that concept just exploded. So, you know, I went on with that, and I gave the most important honor of the background of behavioral studies to Casey, because she is the leader of the pack. And two initial members were Mark Devereaux, who was the total package, former Navy SEAL, former FBI, and basically Casey's right hand. And then Ryan McKay, who's the third original team member, was their techno, and it is their techno genius, except he's 180 degrees from the stereotypic computer geek in his looks, in his interests, and of course, he's Sahadi, so he's different with the women he chooses. So basically, as we've gone along, we've had new team members join. And each one of them, I hope, is unique and brings a new dimension. So really, there's no end to the number of stories I can tell with them. And honestly, I'm not ready in any way, shape, or form to let Forensic Instinct go.
Well, please don't, because it sounds like very vivid characters and intense team ensemble dynamics that really bring life and excitement to this book. Tell us, and again, we're talking about The Murder That Never Was by Andrea Kane, just a reminder. And what was the idea behind The Murder That Never Was?
Well, everybody who knows me or knows of me knows that I'm a huge New York Yankees fan. That's just part of my DNA. And I follow them religiously, even during the off season. So I was busy following the entire A-Rod PED usage scandal, and I still am, actually, because I guess it will be ongoing forever. And in the process, I saw the astonishing number of athletes who went that route, and I kept thinking that it's so obvious that so many of them would have succeeded without any enhancing drugs. But on the other hand, I get, on some level, the craving for perfection, for success, for being even better than the best, and it was too great a temptation to refuse. And then I started thinking, this goes so far beyond U.S. sports. There's the upcoming Summer Olympics coming up now in Brazil, and there'll be dramas unfolding where medals will be contested and decisions will be overturned, and a lot of that's based on drug testing. So I thought that was, you know, that is a very current topic, and therefore everyone's eyes, including mine, will be glued to the TV and to the news wires during the Olympics. Except in my case, it'll be in between Yankee games, of course. We don't not watch those no matter what. But this is a hot topic for the world and for The Murder That Never Was. So that's inherently, you know, what the idea was.
Ah, fascinating. So instead of being ripped from today's headlines, it's since ripped from tomorrow's headlines, what
yes,
will be
exactly.
The hot topics coming up? Got to get ahead of the curve, which makes it more exciting and very current, certainly. I think it will be a hot topic. And tell me about the psychology of your book's antagonist. You call him a megalomaniac. Explain a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, I love writing antagonists because they're they're anti-heroes, but in their own mind, they're always heroes because that's just that's the nature of the beast. But what I found really interesting was that what we all know as megalomania is now referred to as narcissistic personality disorder. And the characterizations are the same, even though the title is different, and that person is obsessed with his or her own brilliance and self-importance with no respect for anyone else because he or she feels that they're not their equal and therefore not worthy of their respect. There's no caring for the needs or feelings of anyone else. And basically, my villain will do whatever he has to achieve his goal. And in this case, it's compounded by the fact that my antagonist suffers from antisocial personality disorder. And that's basically a disregard for any right or wrong and a belief that no rules apply to him and he's hostile, he's aggressive, he's violent, and he has a total lack of empathy for others with also an equal total lack of remorse about harming them. So in it itself, it's a pretty terrifying combination. But what I found really interesting in the research was, you know, point of interest, that a personality disorder is not a mental illness. So this does not make the person suffering from it crazy. So you've got someone who's not crazy and yet with two disorders that together make a lethal villain.
That sounds fantastic. I love a good villain. We all do. So tell us, I hope you're working on another book. And what is your next book about?
It's the sixth book in the Forensic Instinct series. I'm now chewing heavily on it and very excited as I move along, although there are days, of course, like every writer, where nothing comes. But on the whole, the idea is really exciting, and I'm enjoying it. What happens, more or less, is that the Forensic Instincts team is challenged with two separate but equally terrifying cases. One is to stop a sexual predator whose target is their client. And the other is to help save identical sisters who knew nothing of each other's existences and who are now faced with lethal consequences because they've discovered each other. So it's a book that has two stories that will eventually all come together at some exciting point in the book and hopefully move on from there.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. And now I want to thank Andrea, before I forget to do that, thank you for talking to us about your new forthcoming book. And again, it's available for pre-order now. The book is called The Murder That Never Was, and it's by New York Times and USA Today best-selling author Andrea Kane, and you can buy it in either hardcover or ebook formats at Amazon and Kindle or hardcover, at BarnesandNoble.com, and in bookstores nationwide come May. And you can read more about the book on the publisher website, BonnieMeadowPublishing.com. You can also connect with Andrea on Facebook, her Facebook page, Andrea Kane. And also she has a website, AndreaKane.com. So there are many ways you can reach her and find out more about the book. And Andrea, I'm so excited that this book is now available. It's just a thrilling, suspenseful, fantastic book. Thank you for writing it.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. This was great.
All righty. And just a reminder again, we've been speaking with Andrea Kane, the author of The Murder That Never Was, available for pre-order now. Okay, thanks, everybody, and bye-bye, Andrea.